최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간 Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we talk about layers of clothing. Wondering how many layers do you wear these days? 여러분은 요즘 얼마나 많이 껴입는 편인가요? 샵 1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 오늘의 기사 제목이 이런데요. 빙판길 낙상주의보 꽉 끼는 외투 피하세요. 인데요. Advisory on falling on the icy roads. Avoid wearing tight coats. Yeah, this is definitely a good tip. I mean, I was wearing a tight coat yesterday. It took me a couple minutes to just get out of the car. 너무 타이트한, 약간 꽉 끼는 외투이죠. 외투 meaning outerwear or jackets. 꽉 끼는 거는 tight. It restricts your movement. 그렇게 입으면 움직임에 제한이 되잖아요. And so this is a bit dangerous when you're walking on 빙판길, which is icy roads. You can get hurt from falling, which is 낙상이라고 하는데요. 상은 it means to get hurt. 상처에서 나오는 상. Same Chinese character from bruises, 상처. 그래서 주의보가 발효됐다고 하는데요. An advisory, an alert. And that's why they're saying avoid wearing tight clothes. 피하세요, to avoid it. Now, the recent, you know, snowfall that we had, even accompanied by the freezing temperatures coming from the North Pole, affected the entire country. And actually, more and more people end up fracturing their body parts because they fall on icy roads. So according to a study, the number of falls increased by 3 times in the winter than other seasons. Now in Korea, more than 50% of body damage of older people age 65 or older is actually caused by falling. So 노인분들에게는 가장 무섭고 가장 위험한 것이 넘어지는 거잖아요. 잘못 넘어지다가 뼈 부러질 수도 있고 걷지도 못하고 잘못하면 진짜로 돌아가시는 분들도 있더라고요. So it's actually very serious. 꽤 심각한 얘기이긴 한데요. If you don't move at all after you fall down, you end up losing 9% of your muscle strength for 5 days. And then you lose up to 23% within 2 weeks. 그렇죠? 이 회복하는 시간에 따라서 계속 누워 있으니까 근육량이 감소를 하는데요. Now, an orthopedic professor said, in the winter, thick coats or layers of clothes actually make you less flexible and have stiff muscles and joints, making you more likely to get fractures due to light falls. 그래서 겨울이기 때문에 뭐 가볍게 입을 수도 없고, I mean, what can you do? Actually, many people say that you might want to do a warm-up before you head out the door. Stretching은 아닌데 좀 가벼운 운동을 시작해서 외출하면 더 도움이 된다고 합니다. Now, the area that you have to be careful the most is your hip bone. 엉덩이 관절이 제일 심각한데요. Your hip joint fractures, 엉덩이 관절 골절, meaning fractures, often refer to broken parts that connect the thigh to the pelvis. Now, it causes extreme pain. You can't move, you can't walk. 굉장히 불편하죠. 근데 우리 할머니 같은 경우에는 싱가포르에서 살거든요. 싱가포르는 눈이 없잖아요. 대신 화장실에 넘어졌어요. And so that was a very scary moment for us all. You know, you can fall in the bathroom because the floor is wet and it's easy to slide. So another tip is to keep your bathroom floors dry and careful not to slip when entering and leaving the bathroom as well. Of course, this is not only for the elderly folks. It's for everybody who is out and about and even indoors. Be careful and try not to slip. In any case, so that's the end of our first half of the show. We are coming up with K-pop times two. As it is Tuesday, Abigail coming into the studio, so stick with us till the end. We'll leave you guys with our next song, Mellow Monks. 조심스러운 이유.